The Biden administration is removing thousands of migrants from a makeshift camp in Del Rio, Texas. Roughly 10,000 migrants, many from Haiti, have been camped out there in squalid conditions since last week. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visited the site today and pledged to ramp up removal and expulsion flights of arriving migrants.
If you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned. Your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's lives. This is not the way to do it.
NPR's Joel Rose covers immigration and joins me now. Hi, Joel.
Hey, Layla.
So, Joel, the plan to expel these migrants in Del Rio rests on a controversial public health order that was put in place by the Trump administration. Can you remind us what that policy is?
Yeah, the policy is known as Title 42, named after a section of the U.S. Code that deals with public health. The Trump administration first invoked Title 42 back at the beginning of the pandemic. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that immigration authorities could quickly expel any migrants they encountered at the U.S.-Mexico border in order to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Immigrant advocates say that's illegal and harmful to migrants. They argued the Trump administration was using the coronavirus pandemic as a pretext, basically an excuse to shut down the asylum system at the border, which the administration had been trying to do in various ways for years.
And yet, this policy has continued under the Biden administration, which promised a different approach.
Yes, although in a slightly modified form. The Biden administration did undo some of former President Trump's harshest policies, but at the same time, it has tried to strike a balance to deter migrants from coming to the border. And Title 42 kind of exemplifies this balancing act. The administration carved out exceptions for vulnerable migrants. For example, unaccompanied migrant children are allowed in, and parents and children arriving together have mostly been getting in to seek protection. But tens of thousands of single adults are being quickly expelled.
So bring us back to Del Rio. What does this mean here?
Well, Del Rio became a flashpoint because DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, was unprepared for so many migrants arriving all at once. But in another sense, it is typical of what's been happening at the border all year, with border crossing numbers near a 20-year high. And Del Rio shows why the Biden administration possibly has been so reluctant to give up Title 42, because this is the tool it's using to quickly remove some of these migrants from the U.S., and also to send a message to other migrants that they are likely to be sent back too.
So what's the reaction been so far to the administration removing people and sending people back to Haiti, still reeling from a massive earthquake and the assassination of its president?
Well, that's another thing that I would say is typical about Del Rio. The administration is getting blasted by critics on both the left and the right. Hardliners and some Republicans say the Biden administration is letting in too many migrants, which will in turn lead to even more chaos at the border. Meanwhile, immigrant advocates and some Democrats say the administration is abandoning vulnerable people and sending them back to Haiti at a time when, as you say, the country is reeling. Here's Lee Gelernt from the ACLU, which has been fighting Title 42 in court across two administrations.
What people need to understand is that, yes, the Haiti situation in Del Rio is awful, but it's only the most recent dramatic illustration of what this Title 42 policy can do.
And there are ongoing legal challenges here, right?
That's right. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruled against the Biden administration last week, saying that Title 42 does not give immigration authorities the power to quickly expel migrant families. But the Biden administration quickly said it would appeal that ruling. So we are seeing this administration fighting in federal court to preserve one of the Trump administration's most hated border policies.
That's NPR's Joel Rose. Thank you, Joel.
You're welcome.